consequences of following God, a worldwide campaign by China. The extreme persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China is well documented. It is simply inconceivable to us that any government would systematically brutalize, torture, and murder its own citizens for exercising their most basic human rights. But China has been doing exactly that to Falun Gong practitioners for over 3 years.
From the Chinese government, Tom Yongji says he was severely burned by Chinese police because he refused to give up his beliefs in Falun Gong. After being left to die, he escaped to Hong Kong and hid inside a fruit crate on his way to California.
Would the Chinese government dare to export its campaign of hatred and suppression to the United States? The answer is yes. Under a directive given by China's president, Jiang Zemin, to intensify the struggle overseas, the Chinese government has been systematically attempting to wipe out Falun Gong throughout the free world. This is no idle threat. The Chinese government has directly taken part in interfering with the proceedings of local and state governments, as well as our national government. On February 21, 2002, the Wall Street Journal reported, quote, "The Chinese government, not content with persecuting the Falun Gong in China, has responded by urging local U.S. officials to shun or even persecute them right here in America," end quote. What follows are just a few of the many alarming cases supporting this Wall Street Journal article. In the year 2000, New York City Councilman Sheldon Loeffler received a letter from the New York Consulate 2 days after issuing a proclamation honoring Falun Gong. Former Mayor Stan Bogosian of Saratoga, California, had this to say regarding his run-in with the Chinese government.
Last year in November, when I was mayor of Saratoga, I issued a proclamation in support of Falun Gong. Shortly thereafter, I had received a request in the form of two individuals from the Chinese consulate to rescind that proclamation. And since that time, I have received continuing pressure to tone down my involvement and my speaking out for people's basic human rights. And I'd like to take this opportunity to call upon my fellow elected officials in this county to come forward and speak up on this very important human rights issue, because if we don't speak, no one will. We will then, down the line, live to regret the fact that we didn't come forward when the issue affecting so many people was so crucial.
Mayor Randy Vopel of Santee, California, was disturbed by the request he received from the Consul General after issuing a proclamation to Falun Gong.
I was chilled to the bones that a communist nation would go to this extent to suppress someone's freedom of action in this country.
Request denied, the mayor replied. Chinese consulates have also tried to direct the decisions of human rights commissions against Falun Gong. On April 17th of 2001, Consul Wang Yunshen of San Francisco sent a letter to Larry Lee, vice chairman of the commission, slandering both the practice and its founder. Commission member Charles Ward was outraged that a foreign government official would meddle in the affairs of the commission.
I'll say again, I'm offended by having been sent this letter by the Chinese consulate. If there's a way to enter it into this record, I'd like to enter it. What the Chinese government in San Francisco has been doing to smear Falun Gong, this is some of the evidence of it.
This systematic harassment of government officials is not limited to the United States. A member of the Canadian Parliament was assaulted in the same government building where his office is located.
It was a T-shirt that talked about Falun Dafa. I wore that out to a function that was being hosted by the People's Republic's embassy here in this building. I stood at the back of the room, and then all of a sudden I had four or five men surround me, and start to harass me and point fingers and jostle me physically, things saying I had to leave, that I wasn't welcome, go home, you know, cowboy, you don't know what you're doing. And what crossed my mind immediately was four or five people that comprise a gang on behalf of the People's Republic of China think they can get away with doing that to me as a member of Parliament on Canadian soil in my place of work in the House of Commons. You imagine what they're doing to people back home in their own country. It was absolutely over the top. And then when a media reporter came over with his camera, they started to grab his camera. They tried to force it down to the ground. They told him to go away. They were issuing orders to a member of the Free Press here in Canada. It was absolutely outrageous. And it just proved what Falun Dafa is up against. We're at a very critical moment. If we don't take a stand now, history will look back at us and sigh.
Foreign reporters in China have been especially targeted for harassment and arbitrary detention by Chinese officials for even trying to report on Falun Dafa. Beatrice Turpin, a former Associated Press reporter, was detained and interrogated by the Chinese government for reporting a secret news conference held by Falun Gong practitioners in Beijing.
They started interrogating me. They wanted to know about where this press conference was held. They were very, very frustrated that I wouldn't tell them anything, said I wasn't cooperating and that I didn't have an anti-China. It was quite tough.
The Chinese government has tried to squelch free press of all the major Chinese media in the United States. In the year 2001, the Jamestown Foundation report summarized four main tactics characterized the Chinese government's effort to influence Chinese media in America. CCTV4 has effectively brought the Chinese government's planted news and propaganda to the vast majority of ethnic Chinese. Their aim is to instigate hatred toward Falun Gong. In a letter to the World Journal, the number one circulated Chinese newspaper in the United States, the San Francisco Consul General successfully pressured the newspaper to stop running Falun Gong ads. Most recently, during Jiang Zemin's visit to Iceland, the democratic government of Iceland was pressured to prevent Falun Gong travelers whose names were on a blacklist from even entering Iceland. U.S. citizens living in the United States have also been victims of vicious scare tactics from the Chinese government. Radio Free Asia News reported China's State Security Bureau's plot involving a Chinese gang in the United States. The plan was to assassinate Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, and one of his volunteer assistants. On October 22, 2000, at Plymouth Square in San Francisco, peacefully meditating Falun Gong practitioners were beaten.
What the court found is that there was a conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Falun Gong practitioners here in San Francisco, California.
Falun Gong spokeswoman Gail Rocklin of New York City testified in a news conference.
My apartment was broken into three times. One time my address book was stolen. This is truly scary to think, number one, that I was followed and my own personal life was being invaded.
The Chinese government has even extended its anti-Falun Gong campaign onto college campuses. In February 2000, the Los Angeles Chinese consul pressured Caltech to cancel an annual Falun Gong conference. Caltech refused to comply with this pressure. This, however, did not quell the consulate's efforts to stop Falun Gong activities on campus. 2 days before the Caltech Falun Gong Club was to present a workshop to students, the consulate contacted school officials trying to get the event canceled. These are only a few examples of the blatant attacks on basic civil and human rights the Chinese government has openly carried out here in the United States and around the world. In June 2002, for the Congressional Human Rights Caucus, Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey chaired the briefing to investigate the cases of interference by the Chinese government.
First of all, we have Chris Daly.
I introduced a simple resolution urging the Chinese government to end the persecution.
This country should not tolerate this type of activity.
I received two life-threatening phone calls in the year 2001.
Today, as also was the case in 1930s Germany, major American corporations have significant investments in China. The temptation is to look the other way, to ignore what is happening, because we're fearful of disrupting trade in the emerging market. If there is one lesson we should have learned from the 1930s, turning a blind eye to such events will cost us dearly in the long run.
Can this disrespect for civil and human rights be allowed to continue?
That I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
For the spirit of freedom, which has been the very soul of our nation, we fervently hope that the answer is a resolute no.
3 years ago, the Chinese government began its brutal crackdown against Falun Gong practitioners. Shockingly, China's campaign against Falun Gong practitioners has extended here in the United States.
The United States Congress is firmly behind the cause of the Falun Gong and say to the Chinese dictatorship, stop it, and stop it now.
The House of Representatives passed H. Congress 188, expressing the sense of Congress that the government of the People's Republic should stop the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners.
All people deserve the right to live without fear and in accordance with their own conscience. That's why I wrote my resolution. And that's why I will continue to fight with you until all people of the world are free.
The Chinese government has stolen our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and we want it back.